Parsha Ki Tavo, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Tetvav, titling this Dvar Torah, Together on Rosh Hashanah. So the Pasuk there reads, Hashkifa mima'on kotshecha min ha-shamayim, uvarech et amcha et Yisrael, ve'et adama asher natata lanu, kasher nishbata lavoteinu, eretz, Zavat Chalav Udvash. Look down from your holy dwelling, from the heavens, and bless your people Israel, and the ground which you have given to us, as you swore to our forefathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. The Harchiv Dovar, that's like the footnotes, detailed footnotes of the HaMikdavar, the Netziv, on this Pasuk. He quotes a Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Bet, Pasuk Tet Zayin to Chav Gimel. I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit. Translated. Then the nations will fear the name of the Lord. He has turned to the prayer of the solitary and has not despised their prayer. Mark, please. He switches from Lashon Yochid to Lashon Rabim, one to many. Let this be recorded for the final generation, the generation of the Gula Shlema, Ki Hishkif. He has looked down instantly from a sacred place on high. When nations unite together to serve the Lord. So that's the Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Kuf Bet. The Harchiv Dovar writes that both of these psukim, the one in our parasha and the one in Tehillim, are mirror images. And he writes the following: all Jewry will pray on Rosh Hashanah for Malchut Shemayim, that the kingdom of heaven to return to Jerusalem. The king who rules upon the entire world. Then the Netziv writes, not everybody prays the same way. Not everyone has the same thoughts and motives in his prayers. There are variety of motives of the person that davens. One is the person that loves Hashem and prays for the honor, the kovod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's number two, that many Jews pray that we should all be able to return home. So we need Rabbeinu Shalom, the Melech Malchei Amlachim, to be able to return us all home. And then there's a third group, that those are oblivious, unaware really, of the great Tzaras of the Golos. Whether we're talking about lives being in danger, anti-Semitism, or just the ability to observe Torah and Mitzvot. They're unaware of it. They're blind to it. So their prayers, they come to shul, they pray by rote. There's no heart. There's no kavana. But why did they do it? They were trained to pray on Rosh Hashanah. A Jew comes to shul Rosh Hashanah, and he says, Yimloch Hashem l'olam, Hashem melech, Hashem moloch, Hashem yiloch olam ve'ed. So David, in this perek in Tehillim, pays attention, first of all, to the most worthy prayer, Tfilat Ha'arar. However, the Netziv continues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not lo baza et tefilatam. Those who pray for not the greatest reasons, Rabbi Yishlom doesn't throw their prayers out the window. Their prayers count also. And therefore, at the end of days of Golot, David HaMelech continues, and we see this in our Pasuk, all the nations of the world will fear the name of Hashem. As we say at the end of this section, Ulatita melyon al kol agoyim asher sa litila l'shem ulatifaret. To make you supreme, you, Klal Yisrael, above all the nations, in praise, in name and glory, so that you will be a holy people to the Lord your God. So the message in the Pasuk and the message in Tehillim is, all of us join in prayer on Rosh Hashanah, reciting the words of Hashem is ruling over the entire universe from his abode in Yerushalayim. He'll come to Yerushalayim. And all will arrive in Zion to retell the greatness of Hashem. Bikobetz amim yachtov, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen.